Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. We are witnesses. Today we're going to consider Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 46. Jesus told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised." Jesus spoke these words when he first appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. As he's speaking to the disciples, Jesus uses an interesting word to describe them, witnesses. Witnesses of the Messiah's suffering and death. Witnesses of the Savior's victory over sin and death. Just like the disciples, we too are witnesses of the power of the gospel in our own lives. In my first teaching position, I had the great privilege of witnessing two past students and their mother baptized in front of church on the same day. When I was speaking with the mother after the baptism, she emphasized how coming to church was healing for her family. I will never forget the tears on her face after her baptism. Their story is one I will carry with me throughout my ministry because it emphasizes just how powerful the gospel is. The gospel changes lives. It's now our job, our privilege, to share what we've witnessed, to share the power of the gospel to change lives. But who are we to do that? Doubts and insecurities leave us feeling less than capable for such an important job. But just like he did for the disciples, God sends the Holy Spirit to us too, to help share the powerful gospel message. We're working for the kingdom of God, and that's what our callings are all about. Whether through a child being baptized, a family joining the church, or a three-year-old singing, "Jesus loves me," we see the Holy Spirit at work in the world. And the cool part is that not only do we get to witness it, we get to participate in it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Dear Father, may your Holy Spirit work in my heart and in the hearts of many to bring the good news of your saving word to all creation. Amen. A question to consider. Do you know any families whose lives could be changed by the saving gospel message? How might the Holy Spirit work through you to bring that gospel to them? God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.